This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, politics, business, culture, and more for the entire listening area. And a pleasant Friday to you, sir.
Well, and a good Friday back at you. Glad to have you back in the region.
Well, good to be back. It was a nice trip to the Bay Area, at least nice for me. Baseball team lost 3 of 4, but it's good to be back.
Baseball was not very, very good for us.
they'll bounce back in Gainesville, yes. Florida this week, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about bouncing a little bit further into the future for the Marshalls Museum in Fort Smith. This is, of course, quite the endeavor, and now the opening is going to be a little bit later than had been earlier announced.
Right. It's, you know, they still say they're going to break ground this September, which is the 225th anniversary of the U.S. Marshals Service, one of the longest serving federal agencies. You know, was created by George Washington, but the museum, the opening will be delayed. You know, it's they have had a tough time. This thing was announced back in 2007, and they are just having a tough time raising the money for what is, depending on which number you see, a $50 to maybe $55 million project. And that's, you know, it's frustrating for us, the public, because, you know, there are a lot of us that would love to see it. It'd be a great catalyst for downtown Fort Smith. But I can't imagine how frustrating it is also for that staff, that Marshalls Museum staff and the board who are having to see this through. But hopefully they have some money coming in, and, you know, there'll be no more delays. You know, when it was first announced, there was kind of a hope. No one ever said anything, but there was a hope that, you know, within 5 to 7 years would be opening this thing up, which would have been, you know, 2012 or now. But it looks like it's going to be another 2 to 3 years, and it's frustrating. These things happen. Frankly, I've been surprised. It's, you know, it's a U.S. Marshals, it's a national museum. It's a long history, like I said, since, you know, 225 years. I'm somewhat surprised that there hasn't been that money come up to fund this. But now we just get to watch a few more years.
$50 to $55 million is not chump change.
No, it's not chump change. But, you know, I mean, I guess maybe we in Arkansas are a little spoiled. Or, you know, Crystal Bridges, you know, when you have an Alice Walton backing something, it gets funded pretty quickly. The Clinton Library was well-funded and fast. And so I guess maybe we've seen a few of these centers, you know, move pretty quickly. And it might have been faulty on my, you know, for me to have the assumption that this could possibly do the same.
In 2012, there was a ballot issue that all Arkansans voted on about medicinal marijuana. And it surprised many pundits by almost passing. I think it was nearly 49% in favor. Some of the very same people who authored that amendment are back, and they're confident.
Yes, they're confident. In fact, the PR person, Melissa Fultz, says that, you know, she thinks that it could be a shoe-in, that they'll win by a wide margin. Now, I'm not sure it'll be a wide margin, but I would not be surprised if they win. You know, think about this conservative area that, you know, your market and our market, the CityWire market, you know, that Benton, Washington, Crawford, Sebastian County. If you add up the total votes for medical marijuana in the last election, it passed in those four counties. It received 51.5%. Now, if you do a county breakdown, it did not pass in Benton County and it did not pass in Crawford, but it passed in Washington and Sebastian County. But that is a very politically and religious part of the state in terms of voter, in terms of conservative voters, social issue voters. And it passed 51 to 51.5%. And, you know, think about it, Kyle, the attitudes that have changed just in the 2 years. You know, we've seen levels of legalization in Washington State and Colorado, and we've not seen some of the negatives that everyone thought. What happens in, you know, the Pew Trust polls and several other polls are showing a wider acceptance among likely voters of, you know, some form of legalized marijuana. So I think if they get their signatures and if they get a good campaign, they get a well-funded campaign, I am not going to be surprised to see Arkansas be one of the first Southern states to approve medical marijuana.
Because it was such a close vote last time, don't you think there will be some more better organized opposition? Because that didn't really seem to develop in 2012.
No, it didn't. And that is a great point, Kyle. You know, in 2012, some law enforcement agencies and some church groups and a few of the groups that you would expect to come out against it, you know, put out statements and, you know, just thought, well, that's enough. And it really, you know, I talked to some of those officials, especially law enforcement officials, and they were just shocked that it was that close. And I did hear some of them say, you know, well, this comes up on the ballot again, we'll have to take it seriously. But even with that, I think enough people now see that nonsense was the word I was about to use, and I'm not sure that may be too strong, but, you know, they look at, you know, tobacco, nicotine is legal, and alcohol is legal, and I think people are more educated about marijuana and about, you know, these type of social issues, and I think there's more of a libertarian element among the population now in terms of social issues. And so, you know, I think you're right. I think those anti-groups are going to come out a little bit harder, but I think momentum may be on the pro-marijuana side.
And again, this is medicinal marijuana.
Yes.
As opposed to just the decriminalization or recreational use.
And, right. Yeah, this doesn't go near where the Colorado law
right.
is. You're correct. It's just medicinal, and as we move further in the year, we're going to learn more about what, you know, the specifics of this amendment. You know, what's it mean? How you can get it? And in the story we have on the CityWire, there are already some of those details in terms of provisions within the amendment.
We thought there was going to be a union vote at OK Foods in 2013. It didn't happen. Looks like there will be one in 2014.
Yes, there will be. And this is interesting. I think this is a function of, you know, if we remember, OK Foods was purchased a couple of years ago by a company out of Mexico. And that company had a union affiliation. So it was only a matter of time before that union, that's UFCW, it's frankly, it's one of the unions. It's also after United Food and Commercial Workers, also after Walmart. But they're hoping to unionize the And there's several thousand OK Foods employees at their Fort Smith facilities and some of their eastern Oklahoma facilities. And they had scheduled a vote last year, and then there was a complication. There was a mix-up. That's the best answer we get. We'll stick with it for now. But a mix-up between OK Foods and the union and the National Labor Relations Board to some extent about how many people could vote, how many employers there were. So they had to reschedule the election, so that'll happen later this year. And if that goes on, if UFCW pushes this, it'll, you know, often these elections get a little heated, get a little tense. So it will be, this will definitely be something we'll watch with interest through the rest of the year.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers business, news, politics, culture, and much more for the entire listening area. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
All right, Kyle. Have a good weekend.